Then talking about the inherited cause of copper deficiency, that is Menkes disease. The symptoms will begin earlier at the age of 2 to 3 months of age with very severe manifestations, which includes the loss of developmental milestones, hypotonia, seizures, failure to thrive. Besides this, there will be a history of preterm labor as well, large cephalic hematomas, hypothermia, hypoglycemia, and prolonged neonatal jaundice in the early weeks. The appearance of these infants is very typical, that is cherubic appearance with a depressed nasal bridge, pudgy cheeks, cupid bow, upper lip, and dewy skin. The skin itself will be depigmented. So about the copper deficiency, it must be remembered that it causes depigmentation or hypopigmentation of the skin and hair. So the skin will be hypopigmented and feels soft, inelastic, especially at the nape of neck, axilla, and trunk. In the hair changes, the first sign of the disease appears at 1 to 2 months of age. Scalp and eyebrow hair resembles the steel wool appearing short. It will be very sparse, lusterless, tangled, and depigmented. When the trichogram is done, it shows typical pili torti. Besides this, other features include high arched palate with delayed tooth eruption. Bony features include osteoporosis, scalloping of posterior aspect of vertebral bodies, subperiosteal new bone formation, ossification of sutures, diaphyseal periosteal reaction, metaphyseal widening, and lateral spur formation affecting the long bones and the skull. There will be subdural hematomas, metaphyseal widening, and frequent fractures. So, among the bony findings, one must remember frequent fractures, osteoporosis, and the other features which can be seen on the radiology. Among the renal abnormalities, there will be hydronephrosis, hydroureter, and bladder diverticula. Neurological manifestations are must to appear in patients with a copper deficiency, be it genetic or acquired. So in genetic, these neurological manifestations will be more severe. So the infants will have severe truncal hypotonia with a poor head control. There will be increased tone of the extremities. So in the trunk, there will be hypotonia, and in the extremities, there will be increased tone and increased deep tendon reflexes. Severe developmental delay will be there, and the child will be able to smile and babble only. Visual fixation, the tracking will be impaired, and optic disc are pale. However, hearing, sucking, and the cry remains normal. The seizures may develop, which are difficult to treat, and the death occurs around 3 to 4 years of age, secondary to elongation and tortuosity of the large vessels, resulting in vascular complications.